Mental Health Monday on Radio City Talk with Mick Coyle.
Radio City Talk.
So here's a new feature as part of our Mental Health Monday brand. We're calling it Mental Health Monday Extra. Jake Mills joins me in the studio. Jake, it's Tuesday.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
You with us so far?
Yeah, so how many hours have we got to go left?
No. Oh. So Jake is with us in the studio. Jake is from Chasing the Stigma, and he is the man behind the Hub of Hope. He's also the man who, for 24 hours, sat alongside me and producer Lizzie and Dave Downey, Layla Wright, and we did the 24-hour mental health marathon. It was a big success.
It was.
And ever since then, we've kind of been talking about what more we can do. One of the things that we're often keen to do is make sure that we continue the conversation in regard to mental health. So we're adding Mental Health Monday Extra to our arsenal, which will be available obviously as a radio show, but also as a podcast, so we can spend a little bit more time discussing things.
It's a debrief, innit?
It's a little bit like a debrief.
Yeah.
Before we get on to the debrief from yesterday's podcast, which is available to download now, just explain the Hub of Hope, by the way, because we're going to be big on signposting this part of the show, that it's not just about sharing stories, it's about then saying, also, you can go here and you can find out more information here.
Yeah, the Hub of Hope was set up by Chasing the Stigma, which is the charity that I founded and chief exec of. No, the idea behind Hub of Hope was that when I personally needed help and support, I didn't really know about it. I started to learn about the help and support that was available following a suicide attempt when I didn't need it. And it's about bringing everybody together, making that help as easy as possible to find. So it's the first of its kind database, and we, as far as we're aware in the world, that can use your device's location, whether that's your phone, your tablet, or your computer, to locate mental health support and services that are around you at the click of a button.
And that might be Wirral Mind, it might be Papyrus, it might be Samaritans, it might be a million and one different things. I've just seen the guys behind Team Me United who do football sessions for men and women based around positive mental health as well. They've just signed up as well.
Yeah, and in many ways, it's the people like Team Me United who the Hub was designed for, really, because it's about looking at the alternative methods of help in places where you might not be aware of, but also it is about the nationals as well, so you'll always get a result no matter where you are. You will always get a result to, and it's about changing that narrative. That's what we want to do, is we want to change that narrative that yes, we know we need a drastic change, yes, we know that we need a lot of money in mental health services, yes, we know so much has to change from top to bottom. However, we do want to change that narrative a little bit to be like, but there is help available, there is support, because we want to think about the people here and now, the people who need the support, and it's about removing those barriers and making help as easy as possible to find.
One of the things, hubofhope.co.uk, by the way, is the website where you can find out more information. There's loads of stuff across social media as well. We'll make sure that all the links are up there. One of the themes that emerged from this week's Mental Health Monday, Jake, was about how the employers can sort of take responsibility for their employees' mental health. And there's the kind of ethical responsibility that an employer has, but also if you're an employer who is not interested in your ethical responsibility, your moral responsibility to someone's sense of being a human being, there's also economic benefits as well to being proactive in terms of the mental health of your employees. Which of those two arguments works for you? Because naturally, we'd always say, hey, everybody wants to be on with this mental health. And yeah, we've all got to be right on with all this as well. But at the same time, these are austere times in which we live. The bottom line is key for absolutely everybody. So you've almost got to be quite cynical in how you target these things and say, well, actually, this is about your bottom line, because this is about employee absence. This is about lost productivity.
Yeah, and I think both points were raised and covered in the podcast yesterday, where you're talking about it from a kind of a personnel taking time off, and there was a point raised about the people who wouldn't take the time off and are then sat in work struggling or not feeling right and up to the job. But also I would argue that people still would take the time off. They would just take it off for a different reason. They'll find a reason to take it off and not use the actual reason. And for me, that's quite an important one, because it's about if you just take that time off and say, and you tell your boss for whatever reason that you've got a cold or you've got a stomach bug, you still hide them from that yourself. And I appreciate how difficult a thing that is. And it's about that stigma that's attached to it. So with the Time to Change pledge and everything else that you talked about yesterday, that's really important, because that's saying you can talk about it. And it's for the employers to say to the employees, it's okay for you to tell us the main reason why that is, and then we can also find the help. And another point as well yesterday that was raised about from the Blue Light Services point of view, and this idea that the people we are turning to help, turn to for help, do need to turn to somebody for help. And I think, you know, I've heard that quite a lot of times. People think, well, actually, I've never actually thought about that. And it's like almost like the robots that are the Blue Light Services who can't be affected by anything. But I think overall, what is really important, and again, from the idea of chasing stigma and the Hub of Hope, is about tying into all these different services that are available for all these different people. I'll often get people coming to me and ask me, how do I speak to somebody about this? How do I kind of approach them about the problems they're going through? I know that something's wrong, whether that's a colleague or a loved one. How do I have that conversation with them? And I always say one of the best things you can do straight away is, before you even talk to them, be aware of the help and the services and the support that are there.
But there's a responsibility. If you sign up to the Time to Change pledge as the combined authority, or Merseyside Fire and Rescue Service, or Mersey Travel as well, there's a responsibility then, isn't there, to not just do it because you think that it's the right on hip thing to do at the moment, because that's seen as the, you know, mental health is the thing that everybody's talking about. It's about then you being able to have that conversation. And Time to Change and various different charities provide loads of resources where you can literally learn what to say in those circumstances if a member of staff comes to you. And you've got to do that, because actually what would be worse than going, this is a mental health free, you know, friendly environment. Somebody does it and someone just looks at you blankly going, sorry, don't know how to help.
Yeah, and you know, I'm under no illusion that doesn't happen. And you know, that is kind of, it's not just about from an employer's point of view. It's not just a box ticking exercise. If you are, and this is exactly what I said to you when you started this show as well, is that if you're going to be talking about it publicly, if you're going to be talking about mental health, either on a radio show or as an employer to say we're a mental health friendly, then you have to expect people to come to you, and you have to expect them to understand for their expectation of you as that employer. If you're saying we're a mental health friendly employer or workplace, then there's a massive expectation of you then. And the easy part is the action plan and the signing the pledge. The hard part is actually implementing that over the years and in practice when people do come to you. And that's, I would argue that's the main challenge. And that's what needs to be taken more seriously.
Do you think the danger, not the danger as such, because these are all positive things, but there's an issue here that actually what you sometimes do is you create like a linear thing, which is a pathway between a junior member of staff and a senior member of staff. And actually it might well be that it's not about that relationship. It's about a relationship which goes, you know, across an office floor, across a factory floor. And sometimes that if top bods within management sign up to something, it doesn't just matter about you've got a supervisor to go to, because actually your mental health isn't about your, you know, ability to hit target. It's about your ability maybe to operate within a particular environment. Is that something which like teams of people need to be aware of?
Yeah, and again, if amongst your colleagues, that's arguably where the kind of the stigma may exist. And you know, as you said, you might already go to your line manager to have that conversation off the record. It's about the people around you. So
that's the thing, because you've then got to go back into that office environment going, well, I've had that conversation, but now I know that that person, if they're doing their job right, will put things in place which might make my lives easier. But that may also involve then them having conversations about my ability to do certain types of work. Then you get the worry, the stress, the anxiety that come with, well, what are they actually going to say to other people about what I've said to them?
Yeah, and again, that's part of that expectation and that responsibility that the employer will have, because it is about, it's not just about the one thing, it's so many different levels, and it's that normalization, and it's that conversation that you will have amongst all the colleagues across all kind of levels within the industry to say, this is kind of how we're going to, you know, the workshops, the conversations, the education that you can have. But it's a big job. It is a big job, and it will take time, and that's why it's a massive commitment by by employees and workplaces to say, we're going to tackle this head on. We're not just going to just sign something and have it pictured and that's the end of it. It's actually dealing with people, especially as we said in the blue light services as well. It's dealing with people who take on so much and have an expectation from the general public. And that's a massive pressure.
Yeah. We signed up to the Mental Health Media Charter, which was set up by Natasha Devon, which is about the media being responsible at how they report. And actually, sometimes it's worth always having it in front of you to just check off things to make sure you are still doing it. Because naturally you go, well, we'll do it this way because that presents, you know, the best course of talking about mental health within the media. And there's always a danger that somebody comes on your show who says something and then you've got to think, well, does that pass the media charter test? But also, do I want to say to them, you're saying that wrong? You know, if you're talking about suicide and you use the phrase commit suicide, which is now starting to be seen as not quite the right thing to say, I can't start somebody mid-flow and say, look, I know you're talking about something really serious there, but you used the wrong language. It's about finding the right balance, I think.
It is. It's got to be. That's something that I have a personal opinion on. If anybody ever said that to me when I was talking about it, I think I'd probably... wouldn't be best pleased with that. I think that, you know, there's got to be a balance between encouraging people to talk, and then, because you don't want to put any other barriers in the way to say, you're right, we encourage you to talk, but you've got to do it the right way. But it's about the people. There is a balance. There's got to be a balance. But again, it's about that idea of knowing the process and knowing how you're going to go from somebody having that conversation with you to then helping them through that.
Jake Mills is with us in the studio. It's Radio City Talk. It's Mental Health Monday Extra on a Tuesday. I was just going to call it Mental Health Extra, but no, apparently we've got to get the brand in. I was producer Lizzie's idea, not mine. The hashtag's too long, but it doesn't matter. If you've got thoughts or you've got questions you want to throw into the conversation, drop me an email, mick@radiocity.co.uk. We'll introduce your questions as part of this slot every Tuesday here on Radio City Talk. One of the interesting things about the conversation, I raised it actually with one of the guests on Mental Health Monday. We were talking about positive things that workplaces do that are proactive. It's not just about creating an environment. It's about thinking, right, how are we going to do things? There was an example of a construction firm, for instance, that gave employees their birthday off. And you think, actually, there are simple things that you could do within a workplace that actually just make things a little bit easier. A friend of mine works for a company which are classed as the number one employer. And I'm going, well, what is it that's so great? He doesn't get paid millions and millions and millions, but he gets things I think they're called like duvet days. He gets like 3 duvet days where over the course of a year, you can just ring up and go, you know what? This Tuesday, I'm just not coming in. And it's not one of the booked holidays. It's just one of those things. They also have sessions where they'll go and do like volunteering for a day, whereas a workplace, right, coming on to work on Friday, bring your scruffs because we're going painting fences for a primary school. And it's not that, you know, they're all expert painters, but it's about taking them out of the environment, becoming like a team building day and doing things which actually are happening anyway, but actually framing it in a way which goes, you know what, it's all right working it. And that can make a difference to people. It brings trust with your employer, loyalty as well. You think, well, I could go and get another job, but the hours would be longer. They wouldn't give me the benefits that I get here. And people value that in sort of 2018.
Yeah, and again, it's about this idea of mental health doesn't have to be bad mental health, and it's about having that conversation when it's a good thing or a bad thing. It's about normalising mental health and mental well-being, so that if anybody was struggling, then it's easier to be able to have that conversation about. You know, little things like that will make people comfortable, happy being where they are. And it's about... if you're having that conversation in good times, or if you're not having that conversation when mental health is good, then how are you going to expect people to come and talk to you when it's not so good? So it's about normalising it. And again, charters and other things that people are signing up to, you don't have to see it as a negative thing, as a negative mental health. It's about the well-being of the workforce, and that will have massive impacts on you, on your business.
I think the other thing is, though, businesses, you know, in the current climate that we're in, might go, well, actually, you know, in terms of wage growth and in terms of the bottom line that they have on, you know, profits and things like that, those sorts of days where essentially everyone gets a free day, or that people don't have to go to work and your productivity falls through the floor, but it has a long-term effect. In the short term, that's one of the dangers, isn't it? That you go, well, let's get rid of that because that's costing us money. Let's just make sure everyone's working all the time. And that's when you kick in the long term. But it's about employees being able to see that and spot that from a distance and know the damage that might be done as a result of instigating that.
Yeah, and I think even just having the option, like, you know, as an employee, if you knew that you had those duvet days, you had 3 a year, just having them in kind of in up your sleeve to think, well, I can take that if I need to. That, just having that option will be a massive benefit to them, because they might think, well, I could take that if I want to, but does it feel like one of those days? No, I'm all right, actually. Or, you know, it's giving people an option. And I'd be surprised if they all got used, actually. I really would.
But what a great choice to have.
Yeah, exactly. But that is it. You're giving people that choice. You're giving people that option. And that in itself, having that option, is kind of a bit of a lifeline.
Thank you to everybody who's been in touch with the show and is sharing and retweeting yesterday's podcast. Mind Blue Light, hello to you guys as well. 999 Mental Health at Mind. Let me get this right. At Mind Blue Light to get the latest from those guys. 999 Mental Health Champions, MH Champions. You can get through social media as well. That was Paul Bannister's Twitter handle as well. Sue Baker TTC from Time to Change at Sue Baker TTC. She was on as well. She said to me that I look younger than she thought I was.
Yeah, that don't take that as a compliment. That was an insult.
I sometimes think, do I have a really old voice? Is that what it is?
I don't think you look like how you sound.
Right, don't say any more on that. Don't say any more on that one. But I will invite you back next week. Jake Mills with Mental Health Extra. Mental Health Monday Extra. Right. We'll come up with a decent hashtag for this. But if you've got emails, you've got questions, you've got thoughts from a mental health point of view, if you've got stories that you want to get involved in or get us involved in, drop me an email, mick@radiocity.co.uk. This will also appear in your podcast feed if you already subscribe to Mental Health Monday. So it'll appear naturally as like a footnote to each of the episodes. So if you get to the end of an episode and you start listening on a Tuesday, this episode should just kick in naturally.
Yeah. That being described as a footnote is one of the nicest things you've ever said to me.
It was nicer than the thing you said to me. Jake, thank you for your time. Hubofhope.co.uk. If you want to find out mental health services where you are, you can either enter your postcode, or if you've got one of those phones which tracks where you are, it'll do it automatically.
Absolutely.
And check that out, hubofhope.co.uk.
Mental Health Monday with Mick Coyle.
On Radio City Talk.